Please remember, all my episodes are recorded in one shot. I don't have a script, so there might be some pauses in between the sentences I say. I apologize for any grammar errors I make, if I were to breathe into the mic, if I were to offend you in any way. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to No Rules. Like I promised on Wednesday in the episode that I'm going to be uploading another episode this Friday, and I did. Here's an episode for you guys. So this episode, I'll be talking about bubble tea stores in Singapore. So there are a few. I'm just going to talk about the few bubble tea stores I know. Just keep in mind that this episode will be a little bit shorter. Not a little bit. It'll be much more shorter than the other episodes. I can't believe my friend calls Adi. I know it's Adi. Then the other episodes. Because I don't really have much to talk about for bubble tea stores. Because I do drink a lot of bubble tea. But usually they're from the same stores. So the first bubble tea store that I'll be talking about is Koi. I know there are a lot of people who say that Koi is overpriced. Look, listen. I kind of agree with you, but the issue is that the quality of their drinks are kind of good, you know. Maybe they're okay. Their pearls are pretty sweet, but I'm pretty sure that's the whole point, right? They have the option of less pearls or no pearls, you know, so it's okay. You can even decrease the sugar in your drink, the sweetness basically, so I don't see the issue with that, so I think it's fine. All the Koi stores that I've been to in Singapore, I'm not saying they offer good service. Okay, they do offer good service, as in their drinks are pretty much the same. The quality of the drinks are pretty much the same for all the Koi stores I've been to, but I can't speak for all the Koi stores in Singapore. So I'm not sure if your experience is the same as mine, but I feel like Koi is okay. Usually I drink Yakult green tea. Yakult green tea, so Yakult and green tea. No pearl, and the sweetness is 50%. I always get 50%. I think that's good. It's best to drink Yakult green tea once you receive the drink, because I feel like if you do keep it, okay, if you put it aside for a while, the Yakult part of the drink, it just sinks to the bottom, and after that there'll be a weird aftertaste, like the Yakult like got it went like chalky, I guess. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like if you want Yakult green tea, if you like the taste of Yakult, it's alright, but you should drink it fast. Not fast, just don't leave it to the side. I used to order Ovaltine a lot with pearl. Sweetness 50%. But the thing about Ovaltine is that it is Ovaltine milk tea, right? So it's basically chocolate and milk tea. Ovaltine is kind of chocolatey, right? It is chocolate, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. It kind of tastes like chocolate to me. And the issue with me is that chocolate makes my throat heaty pretty quick. Last time, if I had like a bite of chocolate, I would immediately get a sore throat. It will hurt so bad, and I might even get a fever. Really, it's that bad for me. So I'm saying that my throat, it's not really good. I'm not sure if it's my immunity. Maybe I'm weak. But I'm not sure. I really don't know. But that's the issue with me. I can't drink or eat a lot of chocolatey stuff. Even chocolate milk. Too much is not good for me. For my throat, actually. So last time, I let the drink Ovaltine milk tea, right? So I stopped because it started making me feel a bit shit. Shit. Because every single time after I drink Ovaltine milk tea, it makes my throat freaking heaty as hell. And I thought that maybe, you know, paying this price for a drink that makes me feel like shit is not worth So I did not buy Ovaltine milk tea for a while. I resorted to Yakult green tea. But like I said, the issue with Yakult green tea is because of the Yakult, it just falls to the bottom of the drink. So I recently started drinking Ovaltine again, but not so much. Yeah, I used to be obsessed with Ovaltine milk tea though. Every single time I go to Korea, I always buy that no matter what, without fail. And because it's a, I think it's a standard drink in Korea, right? They don't really remove it, so it's the same goes for Yakult green tea. But I know there are some times where the Yakult like runs out, so maybe how do I say this? Like the drink might not be available as compared to Ovaltine milk tea. I think they always have Ovaltine milk tea, so. Yeah, that's all I think about Koi. Okay, there's not much to say about Koi. There's another bubble tea store, or like a brand. Okay, I forgot the word for it, but there's another. Okay, I'll call it brand. Okay, I don't care. Another bubble tea brand, which is called LiHo. Or LiHo, I don't know how you guys pronounce it. But to me, I call it LiHo. In Singapore. And at first, I thought that... I really don't like the drinks they have over there. The quality that of their drinks are also not consistent throughout the stores I've been through. Like, for example, there's this mall in Singapore called Compass One. I frequent at Compass One a lot. I'm not going to say why. Okay, because I'm supposed to stay anonymous, but I frequent there a lot, and the LiHo store over there is awful. Oh my god, I have so many opinions about that store, that particular outlet of LiHo. Okay, first of all, last time I used to order the Dahong. Okay, I forgot what's the name called, the name of the tea, the drink called, but I know it's milk tea, but it's not normal milk tea. Yes, yeah. It's not normal milk tea, but it's something. And it's very sweet, so I stopped ordering that. And then my cousin got me into tropical avocado smoothie. I forgot the smoothie in the back. Tropical avocado smoothie. It's good. I like it a lot. I don't order it with pearl because I feel like it's fresh on its own. I like it. I enjoy it. I don't really like avocado, but this drink changed my mind. My opinion on avocado. So I was like, hell yeah. I like it. But like I said, I frequent at Compass One a lot, and you know what? Compass One has LiHo. So I'm like, okay, fine. Sometimes I'm in the mood for some avocado, and then I go to the LiHo outlet at Compass One, and holy shit! Oh my goodness! the drink, the quality of the drink is so bad. Sometimes I can't even taste the avocado. It's so bad, and I don't know why is the outlet like that. It's just this particular outlet, okay? I don't know why are they like that, okay? There are some time where they are not even busy, alright? So I don't understand why is the quality of your drink so bad. And there are a lot of times, okay, many times where they mix up our numbers. Okay, not mix up numbers. You see, they give us numbers, you know, when we order. And usually, they'll call out the number one by one, you know, consecutively. Is that the word? Consecutively? I think so. It's consecutively. It's not, yeah. They call out, you know, the numbers consecutively, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, like that, right? But this outlet, for some reason, but I was waiting with my sister the other day from a drink from 19. Okay, no, sorry. Mind you, the number I got was 19. From a 16, they jumped towards 21. I was like, hello? What? You're gonna make me wait? Okay, fine. I was like, okay, maybe they got some of the drinks mixed up. Okay, hopefully mine soon. No, I thought that 3 numbers down, it'd be my turn, you know, because 16. Then 21, maybe they jump back to 17, then 18, then 19, you know, my one. But no, they continued. 21, 22, 23, 24, and then they jump back to 17, then 18, and then they jump back to 26, 27, and I was like, hello? What's going on? Like, this is not fair. I paid for your service earlier than this. I almost said motherfuckers. Okay. Then these other customers who are patiently waiting behind me in line. Why are they getting it first before me? I am an impatient person. I am an impatient person. I admit it. There are times where I lose my patience easily. But in this case, I feel like it's valid, you know, that I can lose my patience like that. It's not fair. You're making me wait longer than the other customers that were behind me in line. Which I thought, I was so angered by it. You know, I told my sister, you know what? Why don't you just ask the usher? The service crew. Ask the service crew. Why are they taking so long from our order? And they went there. No, my sister went there and asked. You know what they said? They said, oh, your drink's not ready. That's all. We are asking why are our drinks not out yet. And you're telling me that the drink that I ordered, which was tropical avocado smoothie, a lot of the customers behind me in line ordered the same thing, but you could serve theirs before mine? I don't know, man. There's something wrong. Something's not linking over here, you know? So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll just wait. So I waited. And then, you know, I work in the service line as well. I work in food and beverages industry in Singapore. So I told my sister, you know what? When you want to take a drink, don't say thank you. Just take it, you know? It's a fuck you towards them, okay? I'm gonna make this episode explicit, okay? I'm so angry. I've kept this anger in me for so long, okay? I deserve to curse a little bit. It's a fuck you, you know? And then she's like, alright. So, after that, I told my sister, you know what? Let's not order LiHo anymore. At least from this outlet. It's so annoying. You're telling me that I have to understand their situation. No, I don't see why I have to understand their situation. Like, what's the issue? I don't understand. Like, why couldn't they go down the list of numbers consecutively? Why? Why must they jump numbers and make someone who was waiting earlier in line wait longer than the ones waiting later in line? You get what I mean? So yeah. Because of that, my perspective on the whole just dropped. Just reach rock bottom. I mean, Tropical Avocado Smoothie is still good. But the outlet at Compass One, oh my god, they make the drink so bland. And that is why I will never ever ever order from LiHo Compass One anymore. So, moving on. Sorry, I was kind of like, I was raging. No, I wasn't raging. I was kind of pissed off, kind of. Well, I was talking about LiHo. But moving on. I order from IT often, usually with my family. IT is a pretty affordable bubble tea brand. I don't know if you call it brand, okay? Merchandise, oh my god. It's a pretty affordable bubble tea merchandise. I like it. I would say they try to keep their quality of the drinks consistent. But I feel like the quality of the drinks are pretty much, it does matches their price value, you see. So it's okay. So usually I order delivery. Last time I used to buy IT after I finished school, but right now I'm not exactly living near to our IT, so usually I order it with my family members. And I'm pretty satisfied with their service. There are times where they do mix up my orders, but when I tell them about it, they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. We make it for you. I'm okay with that. As long as you treat the customers like me, like how I should be treated, then I think it's fine. No, I expect this kind of service from them. So it's okay. I usually order the same Yakult green tea. from IT, but usually, last time I used to order Oreo milk tea or Ribena ice blended. I don't know how I got to liking Oreo milk tea. I don't really eat Oreo a lot, but I feel like it's basically just Oreo bits at the bottom with milk tea. So it's not really special. So if you don't really like that, then don't get it. If you don't like Oreo, don't get it. It's not really that special. I get Ribena ice blended when I'm freaking thirsty as hell. Whether when the, the when the weather when the weather when when the weather is pretty warm, it's pretty hot, I need something fresh, now I get Ribena ice blended. Sometimes I get with pearl or no pearl. It really depends on my mood on the day. Whether I feel like chewing something, when I'm drinking Ribena, then okay, yeah, sure. But if I really straight up need liquid or something crunchy, then I won't order with pearl. Oh, my voice, what happened? I wanted to say please ignore that 1 second of a weird sound. I don't know how I created that sound, but yeah, IT, I think it's pretty affordable. So if you don't really want to spend so much money on bubble tea, then I feel like you should get IT. There is one brand that one merchandise that I really like. But the merchandise is nowhere near me. I can't even order delivery because it's so far away. It's called, is it Sweet Talk? Is it? Wait, hold on. I can't remember the name. Hold on. Okay, I got my answer. It is Sweet Talk. Okay, so I do like Sweet Talk, but it's so far away. The I'm not sure where exactly the nearest store is, but the last time I went to Sweet Talk, it was at Pasir Ris, and it's very far. Not very, very far, but it's quite, there's a distance between from where I live, you know. So usually I order honey green tea from Sweet Talk. Oh my god, so good! It's one of the best honey green teas that I've tried in Singapore, like from Koi and iTea. It's one of the best, and I really enjoy drinking it. But the issue is that I can't find an outlet near me. I cannot. There's none. I would have to travel for one. I don't even have a driving license or anything, so I can't really travel fast to get a drink. So I rarely drink a sweet tea. Sweet tea. What did I say? Sweet tea. I rarely drink Sweet Talk. Sweet Talk. Yeah. So in the list of like the most I drink from and the least I drink from, which merchandise, right? I usually drink from Koi and then iTea, then LiHo, then Sweet Talk. Other than that, I don't really drink any other bubble tea from any other merchandise. Yeah, so it's basically just these four. That's all I know about bubble tea in Singapore, guys. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, there's not really much I can say about bubble tea. It's pretty unhealthy. I don't really suggest you drinking more than once in a week. So don't follow me. I sometimes drink up to 4 times a week. But you can't blame me. I have cravings, okay? I know everyone has cravings, okay? Just don't follow me, okay? I'm not a good role model. Role model. I'm not a good role model. Oh my god, I'm not a good role model. I'm so sorry. There was a random accent over there. I think I need some rest. The reason why I'm speaking a little bit gibberish right now is because just before this, I was recording episode 6 where I talked about music. So I'm a little bit, I need some rest, okay? I've been talking for a bit too long, you see. So yes, okay, speaking of bubble tea. Yes, please don't consume them so much. Don't drink bubble tea so much. Okay, it's not healthy for y'all. Please don't. So I think I'll be ending my episode like this. I think I truly revealed my true colors in this episode. The way I talk is a bit weird. Yeah, you know, we change. You know, the way we talk change when we get angry. It's valid, okay? Okay, the anger I felt, the anger I feel right now. It's valid. Okay, don't tell me I'm wrong. No, I don't want to admit that I'm wrong, even if I'm not. No, even if I am wrong, I don't want to admit it. Okay, I was truly angry because I was so impatient. I couldn't wait for my lovely Tropical Avocado smoothie from LiHo. Okay? Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I'm not sure if this episode is funny or not. I just find myself funny, okay? I was just listening to the recording and oh my god. I sound so stupid. I'm so sorry. Anyway. Yeah, thank you so much. I'll try to upload the next episode as per schedule, which is Wednesday, 8 p.m. Singapore time. But no promises because I do have another exam the day after that. I mean, the day after next Wednesday. So, thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And I hope to see you guys next episode. Bye-bye.